This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Nah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me.
Hey! Is the tomahawk chop still happening?
I think the tomahawk's in there.
Florida State does it. I know that.
Here's my thing with the Native American anger.
Let's get right in there.
Well, I feel like we're rooting for the Braves. You're on our team. I think that's kind of nice.
It's one of those things where there's plenty of... It seems to me that there's more Native Americans that don't care.
Of course.
There's more, you know, white Brooklyn-y people that care.
Right, hipster.
But...
They've done the stats.
I don't know what's what. But
I think a Native American's like, hey, give us some food and, you know, hugs. They don't want, they don't care. They want a casino again.
Some of the Native Americans are making billions by the day with these casinos.
Oh, yeah, those slots. They've taken a lot of my money. Thanks a lot, Choctaw.
But I like slots. They blow you on the first date.
I ought to sue you.
Oh, sue.
Thank you.
S-I-O-U-X. Yes. What was your favorite tribe? I like the Cherokee.
Everybody goes Cherokee.
I like Cherokee. They got a Jeep.
Yeah, they got a Jeep. I like Choctaw.
Choctaw?
Just because of the name, Choctaw.
I never heard of that one.
What?
You made that up.
Choctaw's big.
What are some other ones? Erie?
Erie?
Erie Warriors?
That's a canal.
It's a lake. It's a canal too, right? Erie Canal, yeah. Lake Erie. The Erie Warriors from the Cleveland Indians. They call them the Erie Warriors.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was a nickname because they ride on Lake Erie.
There's the Sioux. There's the
Tomahawk.
No, that's a thing.
Fuck. I suck with my Indians. What was the hunter-gatherer?
Yeah.
Wasn't that something?
There is more.
What are some other ones? John?
Mohegan.
Mohegan! Son! I'm there for New Year's, by the way. Mohegan Son.
The last of the Mohegans.
Yes.
Mohicans.
Good movie. Daniel Day, I think.
Yeah, he's retired. That big pretentious douche.
We get it. You're retiring. Just retire. How about
right.
that?
You scumbag.
Uh-huh.
P.T. Anderson.
Yeah.
What else? Kevin Tomahawks.
Kevin Spacey retired with less snooze.
Tomahawks isn't a thing?
That's a
isn't
thing.
Isn't there fighting? The fighting Sioux. Is that different than the Sioux?
The fighting Irish.
Is there fighting Sioux and regular Sioux?
It's all good Sioux. They all fight. There's no non-fighting Native American.
Really?
Well,
I thought there was peaceful ones. Peace pipe.
They claim to be peaceful, but then we came in with the smallpox and the small dicks and went to town.
Yeah, I believe Columbus, who's one of the only Italians that doesn't, his last name doesn't end in a vowel. Can you think of another Italian name that doesn't end in vowel?
Guess not.
Take your time.
Michael Imperioli, Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro, Ray Liotta.
It's tough. Yeah. Japanese and Italian end in vowels.
Japanese?
Yeah. Yoshi, Hoshi, Koshi.
I know a lot of Lins.
No, those are Chinese. Lin is Chinese.
Oh, is that Chinese?
Yeah, that's how you know a Japanese person.
Uh-huh.
Because their name ends in a vowel. Italians and Japs.
Jeremy Lin is Chinese.
Oh, yeah. What are you, big time? Yao Ming, big Chinaman.
Yeah, small dick. Chinese man.
Who else is Japanese? What's some Japanese? Oshi.
Pat Morita.
Oh, that's a vowel.
Yeah.
Is he Japanese, though?
Big Jap.
You can't say Jap.
Japanese. I have a bit about that, how you can't shorten a word. It sounds worse.
Yeah, you really do.
It's a strange phenomenon there. Phenomenon? I don't know.
I think Japs. Who else is the Jap? I can't even name a Nagasaki, Hiroshima. Those are both vowel endies.
Yeah, big vowel. Can I buy one? I don't know. Yeah, I guess...
I can't even think of one Japanese name here.
What's the guy from The Sopranos? The fat guy, the main guy.
Paul Sorrento?
No, the main guy. Gandolfini.
Gandolfini!
Oh, another eye.
Yeah, Nick DiPaolo.
Yes.
Mike Rossini with an E.
It's an E. It's an E.
Yeah. It's all vowels, these Japs and the Italians. But Columbus, no vowel. But he really did some raping and some skinning, you know.
Didn't he claim in the name of Spain? Who is that?
That was Eddie Murphy.
Ah. I missed that special.
That was a bit of his.
Oh, really?
I claimed this land for Spain or something like that.
In the name of Spain.
I think it was Eddie Murphy. I can't remember.
The Pinta, the Santa Maria.
Murphy ends in a vowel sometimes.
Huh?
Why?
Ah.
Sometimes it's a, you know, vowel.
Got it.
Who's a famous Japanese person? Oh, I got it. Ichiro. Ends in a vowel.
Who's he?
He's the baseball player.
Ah.
Matsusaka. Saki.
Jackie Chan.
He's Chinese.
Damn, there's so many Chinese.
Yeah, the Chinese consonant, Shelby.
That's a Y.
Yep, sometimes.
And he's Asian.
Are you Asian, Shelby? Really?
That explains your demeanor.
Anyways, Kill Bill, that was Asian.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't really know much about...
I think we know Japanese celebs, we just don't know they're Japanese.
Yeah, well, here's the... Nishikori, that's one of my favorite tennis players. Also ends in a vowel.
Okay. Serena Williams, not Japanese.
No, she's from Compton. C-O-M-P-T-O-N.
She is?
Yeah, what are you kidding? They're Compton all the way.
Good alumni out of the comp.
Well, you got Dr. Dre.
Ice Cube.
The Williams sisters.
Larry Elder.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he still lives there, I believe.
What?
By the way, I watched another video with that guy. You sent me the one... Then I watched one with him and Pierce Morgan. He comes off like a fucking complete idiot.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Mm. So it's a sliding scale, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's neither here nor there, folks.
Right. Let's get back into the show here.
Anyways, back to the show. How do we start off on the Asians anyways?
Well, the Native Americans.
Oh, right. I can't think of any more tribes.
You tomahawked.
Shelby, tell me some tribes. Oh, the Seminoles, of course.
Seminoles.
What are some tribes you can think of?
The Redskins.
Chippewa.
Chippewa Falls!
Chipping away.
Chippewa. Well done, Shelby. Shelby, right out of the off the bench. Shelby,
yes,
just got here.
You know your Indians.
You got any other ones?
Don't say Cherokee.
Apache.
Apache!
That's huge!
The helicopter!
The helicopter!
We had the Jeep, now the copter.
What about the Blackhawks?
That's a
Chicago Blackhawks, Blackhawk down, Apache. I'm thinking all helicopters.
Ridley Scott.
The Ree.
The Ree?
You've never heard of the Ree?
Are they a little slow?
Really put a stop on things.
The Ree.
The Ree. I don't know the Ree. How do you spell it? R-E-I-O?
Are you an Asian?
If it's in a vowel, it's Japanese.
He's an Asian saying Lee.
Now, do the Japanese have Native Americans? What's going on over there?
I think they have Native Japanese.
Oh, yeah, but they were always Japanese.
They were over there. They got the Eskimos. They look a little Asian.
Oh, yeah. Were they in Japan?
I think it's just closer to Mongolia, that whole look.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Mongolian sounds like a word for, like, retarded, you know?
It does, like mongoloid.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. That's what I was thinking about. That was the connection.
There you go.
Anyways, it seems like those Native Americans got a real raw deal, but...
Yeah, there's a couple left. They drink a lot, those Native Americans. That's what I hear.
I've heard that as well, but they got the casino lands, and they make some money. Some of the fortunate ones, and then
yes,
there's some other ones that...
But that's what just my point is, these Redskins, you're wearing a shirt that says Redskins, you're proud of the Redskins. It doesn't seem so evil to me.
Yeah, I don't, I think that a lot of them are fine with it. A lot of them look at it as like, yes, we like this.
Pride.
We're the Indians. And it's a reminder. There's a lot of them, though. Braves, Indians, Seminoles, Redskins. Warriors, Redskins.
Yeah, yeah, I know. We're a fan, I guess. But then there's also the thing where like, didn't we kind of conquer them? It's weird to name a team after a group that's kind of got slaughtered and beaten.
Well, what about the Vikings? That's not offensive to Vikings, but it should be offensive to women. They were rapists.
Mm.
They came in and plundered and pillaged as well.
Aha. Uh-huh. How about midgets? What about the Giants? That's kind of fucked up.
Well, they're little people.
All right. Well, little people. Dwarves. They gotta go to the Giants game? Like, thanks.
You got Giants on both coasts. You got New York and San Fran.
I know. They can't get away from these Giants.
You got to go to the middle of the country.
Yeah.
Home of the Chiefs. We forgot the Chiefs.
The Chiefs!
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
If you're a Native American, call in and let us know where you stand on this thing.
Yeah, ride your horse on over.
But someone had a good point about like these Native American things. Like, if you buy, changing the name of the franchise... It's a business and it's franchised or whatever.
It's a brand.
So it's a brand. It's valuable.
Yes.
So if you buy the Washington Redskins for $10 billion and then you gotta change the name, your product has lost a lot of...
You gotta change all the banners, all the shirts, all the merchandise, all the jerseys. It's a lot.
The whole thing, yeah. So what are you gonna do?
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm from NOLA and we were the Jazz... then the Hornets, and now the Pelicans.
Pelicans stinks.
And it hate. I mean, we hate all of them. We like Jazz. Hornets was kind of cool, but it was also like, it's a buzzy thing. It's like annoying. Like, Hornet.
And the Hornet wasn't even yours. They just moved from Charlotte and kept it.
Yeah, and then the Utah got Jazz.
I know, and the Lakers are Los Angeles. It's crazy. They move and they keep the team name.
Yeah, it's very strange.
But I guess it's what I was just saying. It's a product.
It's a
product. Keep the whatever.
But why change the, why the Pelican? I guess the Pelicans are more...
It's the state bird.
State bird. Yeah, but it's not a... It doesn't feel basketball-y.
It stinks. They should be the Sky Jumpers. Something hoopy.
Something, yeah.
The Dunkers.
Right. How about the Washington Bullets?
Yeah,
those
that
were
one.
The days.
That one, I'm like, all right, I guess. Everyone's getting murdered. Your whole fan base, the whole thing. I get it.
That is strange. Yeah, that's like, you know, the Detroit gonorrhea or something. Something that hurts people.
I used to have a joke when I first started about the, there was a soccer team, MLS, called the Chicago Fire. And my joke was, they named it after the worst tragedy in the city's history. That's like having a team called the Delaware Wicket Borings.
Ah.
That was my big bit. And then I would say, or the Boston Red Sox, because they had never won. It was like a thing. And people would be like, whoa! It was really edgy. I was pushing the old envelope.
Crazy to think about the Red Sox sucking.
Yeah, well, they couldn't win. The Patriots suck. When I was a kid, they were 1-15. The games were blacked out. They were never on Monday Night Football. We couldn't watch the game. We had to listen on the radio.
Wow.
And now they're unbeatable.
Yeah, is that the Belichick?
Belichick, he's really something. How about that game yesterday, by the way? Unreal. Take that, you Pittsburgh homos.
Ouch.
Just kidding. Take it back. Edit it out. Put in heroes.
Uh-huh. Steelers. Rock hard.
Yeah, the Steelers.
All right, well, where the hell have you been?
Let's get in here. Let's
we're digging deep.
Dirty and finger each other's assholes and see what's inside.
I'm right off an Amtrak, went home, dropped my bag off. You text me, I came right up.
You had a Sunday show?
Sunday show.
Oh.
Yeah, I hate a Sunday, but it was a good weekend. My buddy Chris Allen was there. We really yucked it up and had a great time and did a lot of hanging, a lot of like late night hotel hanging with a couple of beers, chopping it up, comedy, life, anal.
Was he really picking on the MC? He really likes to pick on the youngsters, that Chris Allen.
He picked on the MC, picked on the crowd. That guy is mean to the crowd.
Yeah, he's a tough nut, that guy.
I know. Well, he takes his anger out on these strangers. You know, he just walks up, look at this guy in the shirt, you piece of shit, I hate you, I hope you kill yourself. And I'm sitting back there going, what are you doing? They showed up.
Some of the local comics confided in me. They said, Alan's a big brute. He's a bully.
Yes, he's got insecurities, and that's how he handles it. But what are you going to do? He's a funny guy.
Funny as pie and sweet as pie. Bought me some nice cigars. We smoked them. I sucked his dick. And,
there you go. 9 inches.
What would you do to suck a... Wow, we talked this enough. We talked about this enough.
What would
people
I do?
Don't want to hear
I don't think it's not a Klondike bar. I don't know how much I would do.
You put your lips on that? I think I would suck a big old dick for $80.
80?
That's not bad. That's weekend pay.
I got that on me. We can make it happen, baby.
You got a dick on you?
Yeah, I got 80 of them.
Woo! I saw Joe Mackey last night. That guy is funny. But that's neither here nor there. Tell me more about, what were you, Albany?
Albany. And I got to say, I did the Albany Funny Bone, one of the better Funny Bones.
Really?
I would put in the top five of the Funny Bones.
Wow.
I haven't done all of them, but I think it's Columbus, Omaha, Albany.
Wow. St. Louis is great, too. It's an indie.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I've never done that one. I did the St. Louis Helium, which was a little dicey.
Right, right. Well, I missed you in Albany because I was in Albany on Tuesday and you got there on Wednesday. Is that right?
Thursday.
Or I was there on Wednesday. You got there on Thursday.
Yes, there you go.
Damn.
I know, kooky. How are you? You were a little lonely out there, eh? Out in Chi-Town?
Well, you know, is that all you got for Albany?
Oh,
we got 30 seconds here.
I was mixing and matching.
Oh, all right. Jeez, I thought that was the whole thing. I was like,
splicing. I got more on all.
We're in trouble here if that's all you have.
No, but I want to start earlier.
All right, all right.
I'm going to jump right in. You know, it's Christmas time in the city, and I meet the lady. She works at LinkedIn,
uh-huh.
So I'll go hit the buffet. By the way, they just opened a cafeteria at LinkedIn. It's like NASA over there. It's unbelievable.
NASA had a good cafe?
I feel like they would.
I thought they had that fruit in the bag that spills out in the... Remember when he opens it? It's like tangerines floating around.
Oh, the dried fruit.
Yeah.
You ever had the ice cream? The space ice cream?
The dipping dots?
No, that's all fake.
Oh, all right.
I'm talking about the bag of ice cream. It's like powder, but it tastes like ice cream.
No, great film, though.
The film and the ice cream both suck. But I feel bad for those astronauts. I don't know how they put up with it. But yeah, so I had to meet the lady. She said, come by the cafeteria at 12:30. I get there at 12, so I go, oh, I'll hit Macy's. Why the hell not, you know?
Largest store on earth.
I'll pick out a thing. It's Christmas time. Maybe I'll find a gift. I go in. I've always wanted a nice black sweater, just a plain black.
Really?
Yeah, I like a nice soft black sweater. No logo, no nothing, no stripe, just this black sweater. And I go and I find one, fits like a glove, and I look at the price. I was like, that's a little steep.
Uh-huh.
Put that puppy on, just start walking around the store, and I go, I'm going to look for some shoes.
Ooh.
Just bought some new kicks. And I go up to this guy, and I go, hey, man, where are the shoes? And he goes, he's deaf.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so my first instinct is to go, ah, shit, and run away. But I go, no, I'm going to treat this guy like a human being, not some handicapped mutant.
I thought he was a member of the Rees.
Aha. Uh-huh. So I go up to him, and I just go, point to shoe, and then shrug. And he goes, And he gives like a, you know, like a Marine, kind of like eyes, one of these, like a pitcher. Like he's giving me signals.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like go that way. And I figured it out. We had a nice moment. I treated him like a regular person, and it felt great. And I think he appreciated it.
Did he lip read?
No lip read.
Really? This guy's got a job in retail.
I think they got to hire him.
Right, because he's a big deafy. Is he deaf and dumb or just deaf?
He seemed not dumb.
But dumb, I think, means you can't talk in the old days. Was that the right thing? Deaf and dumb?
Deaf and dumb, but it's actually mute.
Well, now we change it to mute along with the fighting Cherokee.
Right, right. Deaf and dumb. But yeah, he wasn't dumb, but he was definitely deaf. But he could tell. He was like, I'm deaf.
Oh, you know? Wow. Boy, that's too bad.
Yeah, it was tough. And he seemed bummed out, too.
I'd rather be blind than deaf, I can tell you that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I go blind.
But you can still do comedy if you're blind.
Yeah.
You can still hear it. You can still get it.
That's a good point.
If you're deaf, all you can watch is, you know, Benny Hill falling down a flight of stairs or whatever.
You can see naked women. You can look at your food. I'd like to see my food I'm eating.
I can feel naked women, and I can taste the pussies.
That could be a fat guy with tits.
That's true, but, I mean, if I'm blind, what difference does it make? That opens up my mind sexually. I'll start sucking dicks if I'm blind.
I guess so. Why not? It's all body.
You can still feel the load on your forehead.
Get that load.
On the back.
And they can shoot you in the eye. It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't hurt you.
It might still hurt. I think you might still have feelings.
Oh, yeah. Good
point. If you just poke a blind guy in the eye with a thumbtack, it's going to hurt, I think.
And you never know. You might jizz in an eye, and it might work.
Yeah.
It might bring it back to life.
Yeah, I remember coming in a girl's eye one time, and all of a sudden she said, I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
It's like lace jizz. LASIK.
Oh, it's sick, all right. Laid sick.
There we go.
All right. What are we for trying, folks?
All right. So met with a deaf guy. Then I went to go meet her. They opened a new cafeteria at LinkedIn. They had a guy on the drums. It's like so hip over there.
Drums?
There's a drum guy when you walk in. It was crazy. And they're giving out champagne. It's banana. Like, this is your workspace. It's so crazy. It's a whole floor on the Empire State Building.
Wow.
And it's just line. Oh, you get the salmon over here. This is the chicken line. There's the coffee bar. There's the whatever, the soup station. There's the salad. It's unreal. So I went that, did that. And then I listen to this. This is where I want to get into the nitty gritty because we got some time to fill here.
Let's get dirty.
This kid hits me up, and I don't want to get too graphic because I don't want this kid to hear this and feel bad. But this guy hits me up on the Facebook, and he goes, hey, I'm a producer in New Jersey. I'm a big fan of yours. I'd like to bring you out for, do a show, and I'll promote the hell out of it, and we'll make some money, and blah, blah, blah. And I go, all right, I deal with a lot of this. I just want to make sure it's all good. He gives me a price. I go, if you can up it, round up, I'll do it. He goes, all right, great. So let's say I'm making $500.
All right.
On a Thursday in the city, which is not bad.
In the city?
Well, in Jersey.
I see.
But it's a city. But you don't have to get on a plane or a train, really.
Gotcha.
So I go, all right, let's work it out, and we'll do it. And he goes, all right, come to take the path to Newark.
Uh-oh.
I'll pick you up.
Oh, boy.
We'll drive out to the gig, do the gig, and I'll drive you home. And I go, sounds great, but let me ask one favor. When I get off stage, I want to walk off stage, get into your car, and leave.
Like Elvis.
Yes, because every time you do one of these fucking bar gigs or whatever it is, these kids want to hang out, they want to chum it up, they want to talk comedy, and I'm like, I'm miles away from my home, I just want to get back.
Yeah.
Like, just get me back to that train.
Or sometimes they have to meet and greet, because they put it all on,
exactly.
They're like, I gotta take it on the sign, let me go take down the sign, because it's my dad's sign,
right.
And he painted it, and I gotta fold it up like a flag and present it to my mother.
Exactly, so you're in their hands after the show, and what's the word? But You have to succumb to them, to their needs.
Succumb kind of, in my eye.
There you go. Might fix it. So so you're just sitting there. So I go, I just want to get off stage and get in the car. And he goes, you got it. I understand. No problem. Very nice guy.
The other thing that happens, too, is you're waiting. And so people see you. They assume you're lonely.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, I just thought you looked sad over here.
Exactly.
You did great. You did. And I'm like, yeah. No, I know. I'm just waiting for the flag
right.
bearer.
Now I'm sad.
I'm sad that you're here.
Exactly. So he goes, all right, great. So we work it all out, blah, blah, blah. I'm looking forward to it, whatever. Couple hundred bucks on a Tuesday, whatever the hell. So I take the train out, meet this guy. Now I'm texting him, and he's like, hey, I'll be there in like 20. I was like, all right. So now I'm sitting at Newark train station. Finally, he shows up. Then we get, he comes on, he was coming from Manhattan too. So we're both at the train station in Newark, and he goes, my friend's picking us up. We're going to go out to the gig. I go, great, where's your friend? And he goes, let me text him. So now we're texting the friend, and the friend's like, I'm parked. We walk all over. He's like, where are you? He's on the phone. Like, I don't see you. He's like, we're by the sign, the park sign. He's like, I see a park sign over here. He's like, not that one. Now we're walking all over Newark looking for this friend. It took half an hour to find this guy. So then we finally find this guy. It's cold. We're gay. We get in the car. You know, the car's, you know, whatever. We drive out to the gig. The gig's 30 minutes away.
Oh, boy.
So now we're an hour out. Already, been at the train station for 20, look for the car for 20, ride's 30. We get to the gig. There's two people there, as you would predict. Then we get there, and you know, he's like, well, let's hang back and wait for more people, which means let's wait another half hour.
Right.
You know, so I'm just sitting around, and like everybody wants to chat. And I keep like trying to find nooks and crannies of this restaurant to like sit in.
NNSC.
Yes.
A cunt in a nook.
Ah, yes. Good book. So,
Cunt in a Nook.
Cunt in a Nook. Woo! That's a great magazine. You got Home and Country, Room and Garden, Cunt in a Nook. So finally the show starts. And what do? I got to have 8 comics go on before me.
Oh, boy.
Because these guys, they got to get their stage time. And I get it, but it's still very annoying. And
yep.
You're sitting there and you start to realize, this is why people don't say yes to these.
Yeah.
I got to start saying no. What the hell am I doing?
Yeah. Especially, you're doing pretty well out there.
Yeah, but in my mind, I'm going, hey, $500, go to Jersey, come right back. I worked it all out, but you forget these little, everything goes wrong, you know?
Yeah, and you got to think, we talk about this a lot, the value. What do you value?
Yes.
Sometimes you have a show and you're like, this is in, it's in Western PA, it's $300, and you're like, $300, but then you're like, on the trip, I'd give $300 to just warp back to my apartment
exactly.
right now and
big
be watching
warp.
A movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got big warps in my dick.
Oh, yeah. Huge, pussy, bloody warps. So
8 comics go on.
Eight
There's
comics
two in the
go
audience.
On.
What's the audience at?
I think we hit about 9 or 11, something like that.
9, 11,
yeah,
not bad.
That's what it felt like.
I remember.
And but like 7 are comics. Two of them are old ladies, like super old, white-haired broads, you know.
Probably a mother and an aunt.
Probably a couple of yentas. And now they're just doing like, oh, okay, you guys don't like that? Okay, all right, well, how about this? The crowd's real tough, huh? And you're like, shut up! Stop shitting on the crowd! Stop making them feel stupid! Your jokes suck!
Yeah.
You're not a good comic! Stop yelling at them! It drives me crazy. And they're there, and you can tell they're just like, why am I here? I could just leave. Like, we need them. They're so important to this show, and you're shitting on them because your shitty jokes aren't working.
You need an audience.
But these are all nice kids, and some had some good stuff. So, you just keep going, all right, you know, and you keep getting the guy, the producer guy, like, he's terrified. He's like, you okay? Everything okay? You need anything? I'm like, nah, I don't need anything. Let's get it going.
I need to get on.
Yes, I need to get on. So I go up there, you know, you shit on the room, like, oh, this is crazy, huh? You guys want to go home? I hate myself. I'm gay. What am I doing here? Blah, blah, blah. And you try some new. I do an hour or whatever it is. And there's the guy who owns the place, the bar owner. He's this old school Jersey guy, you know. He's got the elbow patches on his blazer and weird hair. And
can I just say this? Some of the best people I've ever met in my life are from New Jersey. Greg Stone, Anthony DeVito, Bruce Springsteen. But these alpha These Alpha Jersey guys.
Yes,
it's a bad Alpha place.
It's a bad Alpha because it's an overcompensate.
Yeah.
Because you're not New York.
It's that Italian-y, like, oh, look at this. What do you got? A small dick, you fucking nerd. Oh, yeah, you got something on your shirt. And they knock your glasses off and you're like, all right.
Yes, they all think they're dice.
Yes, great jersey. The best in the world. The best jersey is the best in the world.
Sure.
But the worst jersey is like the worst.
Well, because I think Greg Stone and DeVito see these guys and they go, I ain't that.
Right.
I'm going the other way.
Yes.
So this was one of those Alpha Jersey nuts. You know, he's like, oh, we've had everybody here. And he starts rattling off names and you're like, these are the worst comics on the planet you're telling me about.
I can imagine who he's naming.
Yeah, yeah. And so, all right. So I'm watching from the stage. I'm like closing it out. I'm about to get off stage. And I see the booker guy, the kid who booked me, talking to the owner. And he's got cash in his hand. And
that's
the owner's going like, no, no, like waving like, no, no. And you can tell he's like, but, and he's like, no, no, no. And then eventually it looked like a cartoon, you know, where you cut a piece of turkey off and then the other guy takes the whole turkey. You know what I mean? And so he had this wad of cash in two hands and a little wad in one hand, a big wad in the other hand, and the owner guy just took the big wad. And then the kid was like, and he just walked away.
Big wad, another Native American.
Big wad!
Little
big
wad and big wad.
Yes. Squaw!
Oh, yeah, squaw. I think that's a kid.
Oh,
is
that's
that a boy?
Kid. Ah.
What about wigwam? Is that something?
That's a house.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, the teepee is the little one, and the wigwam's a big one.
Oh, no kidding.
I think so. It's a sock. The Catholic schoolgirls in New Orleans would wear wigwam, pull them real high.
Wow, that's also a Bob Dylan song featured in the Royal Tenenbaums.
Wigwam?
Yeah.
Mm. All right. So I get off stage, and you could tell the guy's sweating. He's, you know, young kid, new comic. He's like, look, I know we agreed on this price, but I didn't make enough, obviously, with the crowd and everything, so... you know, I gave you this, and...
Oh, that's not how it goes.
Well, yeah, but that's all he had, and it was a very small amount, and I had to go, like, into Allen mode of, like, stand up for yourself, don't let this kid off the hook, he's nervous, sure, you feel bad, sure, but hey, you came out, you did your part, this is your money, and did the whole, like, all right, you owe me this much money. I need it by this time, or I'm going to be, you know, some blah, blah, blah. Something bad's going to happen.
You know, shoot you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I didn't want to say, like, legal shit, but I was like, bad things will happen if you don't pay me. And he was like, I understand. Yes, you're right. Okay. And then I'm like, all right, now let's get the hell out of here. And he goes, you mind if I have a cigarette? And I go, yeah.
Ah, the cigarette.
So now he has a cigarette. We're all talking outside. You could tell he didn't want to leave. He wanted to hang out so bad. But I was
even
like,
even after he's ripping you off?
He just wanted to be there and, like, relish in it a little bit, I think. All his friends are there. And
I hate relish.
Hate relish.
I don't like mustard or relish.
No, mayo sucks, too.
He should catch up and get you back in time.
Yes, get me back to the Mayo Clinic. So, it's son of an onion. All right. So,
he's in quite a pickle.
It was a little chilly. But so,
chilly?
Hot dog.
Ah!
Come on!
I guess you put chili in a hot dog.
What are you kidding? Chili dog. That's a pickle dog.
That's not a hot dog. That's a chili dog.
Well, there's a hot dog base.
Well, pickle, I was thinking sandwich.
Ah.
He should have given you your bread.
Uh-huh. There it is! Yeah, that guy's a real loaf.
Woo! If he doesn't pay, you gotta slice him.
Woo!
All right.
He was white. So, guy's a little crusty. But, all right, so we have the cigarette. We get back, and it's an awkward ride back, and then I try to be nice and all that. We get to the train station. I get on the train, and I just said, like, all right, stand your ground here, you douche. So I emailed him, like, hey, man, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the spot, but, again, I need that money. You promised me the money. I want it, blah, 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 by this time. And he wrote back immediately, like, you're right. I'm so sorry. I'll get it, you know, so... That
just
was nice.
Give us the money, Lebowski.
And he paid me.
Oh, that's good.
He Venmo'd me a couple days later, and it all worked out. So I felt good because I asserted.
Gotta assert.
But I wasn't an asshole.
Right.
Unlike the owner.
Yeah, I mean, well, not paying you is asshole.
I guess, yeah, but he just didn't have it.
But, I mean, he could be a nice guy, but he has to have it.
Yeah,
that's the business transaction.
That's business.
He should show up with the money.
Yes.
It's like the Goodfellas.
That's what it is.
Place got hit by lightning. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You owe me the money.
Exactly.
You should go to your bank. I don't know this kid. He's probably a hell of a guy.
Nice kid.
You got to take the money out and show up with the money.
Right.
He gives you the money.
Yes.
He owes you money. What happens with the owner is between him and the owner.
Right.
I don't give a fuck what the guy paid you. Yeah. You say, give me $1,000 and 8 people show up. That's your problem.
I agree. And the owner, that's why he took the money. He's like, I'm not dealing with this later. You owe me the money.
Right.
So, the owner's just probably been screwed a million times.
Yep.
But, so it all worked out, but it was a good lesson, and it was a good... You know that feeling when you're at one of these gigs and you're going, I'm a little better than this. I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like... weighing your worth the whole night, like, who am I? It's a gig, it's good money. But fuck it, I'm better than this. I don't need this. Fuck it. You're making some money, the whole time. That was it.
Yes, but fuck it.
But fuck it.
Come in the eye.
LASIK. All right, so that was one gig. And then I had this, that was Thursday night of last week. Then Friday, Saturday, Comedy Connection in Providence.
Oh, the old Prov. You going to any titty bars?
No, went up with Doug Key and ended up getting pretty sloppy a few nights. The first night, Friday night, we're at the Omni Hotel. Is it Omni?
That sounds like a hotel. Yeah.
Pretty nice hotel. There's a wedding in the big, ballroom. And so I go, ooh, let's check out this wedding. I got like a button down on. I'm going to the gig. I'm meeting Doug Key in the lobby at like 7:30 for an 8 o'clock show. I get down there at 7:15 and I go, let me check the spread out.
Yes.
So I finagle my way in. I do a couple of winks and a gun. Hey, congratulations. You look great, Bob. And they're all looking at me weird. And I find the food. I make a plate the size of Jerusalem. I sit down. I'm so excited. I got the napkin in my shirt. I'm digging in. I look up. There's two hotel employees staring at me.
Oh, boy.
Like out of a movie. They had the blazers on, the walkie, the whole thing.
Were they big and black and bald? That's how I'm picturing them.
One was big and black and bald. Yes. The other one, he was like the cool-headed one. He was like a Latino.
Oh, you had a good cop, bad cop.
Thank you. Good cop, black cop. Black guy was just kind of doing the fist punch, waiting. He was the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And the Latino goes, I'll handle it. Let me do the talking. So it was very odd. I had like a mouthful of food. I look up like, huh? And they're looking at me, and they're kind of looking at me cockeyed.
Uh-huh.
And the Latino guy walks over, pulls the chair out next to me. Very cool, very smooth.
Boy.
Sits down. He goes, you're not part of this wedding, are you?
Wow.
It was wild.
That's quite a scene.
It was a scene. And I got a mountain full of roast beef and tortellini and salad, the whole thing. And I go, what makes you say that? Because I'm like, what are they going to throw me out of my... I'm staying at the hotel. They're going to Jazzy Jeff me here?
They could.
I guess they could.
They probably kind of respect you.
I think there was a little respect.
Yeah, because they're probably making, 18K a year bouncing weddings over here. They probably think, hey, I wouldn't mind sneaking in here.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're slipping a little roast beef under the legs.
Yeah, he had some beef curtains. So we're sitting there, and I go, what makes you say that? Are you saying I'm not dressed well? I'm trying to be cute. And the guy was like, I think it's pretty obvious. And I go, okay, well, how do you want to handle this? I said that. He goes, well, look, how about this? There's no harm, no foul. Nobody has reported anything. But how about you just go up to your room and eat that?
Oh, that's nice.
And I go, well, I looked at my watch and it was like 7:25. So I had to meet Doug in 5 minutes. So I go, all right, fine. So I just go by the elevator, wolf down a bunch, put the plate in my room, go up to my room. I'm eating it in the elevator, go in my room, put the plate in my room, eat a few more bites, and then go down to meet Doug.
That's not bad.
But the guy was like, yeah, I get it. You wanted free food, but you're not part of this. Doug brought his lady. I brought my lady. We had a whole green room hang. It was like a double date in the green room.
That sounds nice.
It was
important
great
to have somebody there with you.
Yeah.
When you're by yourself, it is a real nightmare out there.
It was tough, and... Friday was great, but how about this?
All right.
Last year I did Comedy Connection. We sold it out, got a bonus, love a bonus. This year we had some good tickets on the books. It snowed on Saturday. The guy said there was a ton of cancellations.
Ah.
What are these Rhode Island people? They're pussies. They can't go out in the snow. Who knows snow better than a Rhode Eye?
Well, the people, the snow, it gets slippery, it gets slick, and they go, hey, what the fart? We'll just skip it, I guess.
I guess so, but it's so odd to have a ticket in your hand and call the club and be like, we're canceling.
Yeah.
But,
Well, the snow, people are nervous about the snow. They don't like the snow. People drive poorly in the snow. It's a whole thing. You got to put a chain on your tire and the whole thing.
I guess so. So that was Friday, Saturday. We got drunk. The whole thing. You ever had this guy? There's a guy in the crowd. Everybody's warning me. There's a guy out there. He's got a crazy laugh. He's nice. He's laughing for real, but it's annoying.
Yeah.
So I go out and Doug keys on, and the guy's going, hip, 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 hip. That's his laugh.
Did he throw a hooray in there or just hip?
Just hip. No hooray.
Hip, but no hooray.
And no hop either.
Wow. Hooray. Hip. That's another Jap name, I think.
Hip. Oh, yeah. Hooray. Harambe. Hip, hip. That was his laugh.
And I hate a hip.
And he was in the front row, and his wife is there, and he's like a fat guy. He's bald. He's all cute, you know, and he's like loving it. He's like, hip, 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 hip. I wanted to throw him a treat, like a dog biscuit, like put a biscuit on his nose. He sounded like a seal.
Oh, my God. This guy sucks.
He was brutal, but he's like, I'm a huge comedy fan and all this. And I was like talking to his wife on stage. I was like, how do you deal with this in the bedroom? And, you know, you got to work with it because it's so apparent you have to address it.
Well, he might not hip in the bedroom. Maybe hops.
It was brutal all night. And, like, you want people to laugh, but you don't want him to laugh. But he laughed at everything. And he would laugh alone when no one else would laugh. Oh, it was tough.
Ugh.
Well, you had to handle. That was a long hour.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep. So that was brutal. And then the next night, I do the Cabot Comedy Cove.
Cabot?
Have you done this?
No, where's that?
Western Mass, Springfield, Chicopee.
Oh, wow. Those are two different places.
Oh, okay. Well, it was in Chicopee.
All right. That's an Indian name.
I believe
Chicopee.
It is.
Yeah.
Chicopee.
Native American, I meant to say.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Well, I go there, but we have some time to kill. We drive to Western Mass. We all go see Lady Bird.
Oh, I love Lady Bird.
Woo, we're the only people in the whole theater. Thor is packed. All the other, the Avengers is packed, whatever the hell. Nobody in Lady Bird.
No, you're not going to find people Lady Birding out there.
It was amazing.
Great film.
So good. I cried three times. Boy, have you seen it, Shellfish? So, emotional, a coming of age tale with a skank trying to get to college. Just a great, great film.
That's a hell of a picture.
Very realistic. The scene where the dad's playing solitaire and the wife's like, hey, hey, listen. And he's like, he has to turn his little fucking desk chair around.
Yeah.
Oh, man, so good.
Real sad dad.
Yeah. The writing was so realistic. It felt like you were watching someone's life.
Well, that Greta Gerwig, it is based on her life, and I love her. I love Greta Gerwig. I got a real thing for her.
Yeah.
Great artist, and I find her very attractive and just
cool.
She's brilliant.
She's banging Baumbach.
Yeah.
What a, like, a cultured, you know, intellectual, creative little couple there.
Yeah, they're tight.
Yeah, very tight. She's tight, according to the movie.
Got a great face.
Virgin. Is she a good face?
I love her face.
Can we pull up a face?
I think she's beautiful. I love her. Frances Ha, one of my favorite pictures of all time.
That was a good. That's a Baumbach.
That is a Baumbach.
Yeah, not a bomb, but a Baumbach.
Yeah, I don't know how well it did, but...
I think it did okay.
Also, Adam Driver. That guy's in every goddamn movie.
He is every goddamn movie, and he does not have a good face.
Never been an actor hotter than that guy. And, like, the industry hot.
Yeah.
I met him. Shy guy.
Yeah.
But kind of a weird villain, though.
Very odd mug.
Yeah, he's got no mask, and I didn't see the new Star Wars there, but I don't like that he's maskless and he's, like, emotional and stuff. What is that?
I know.
What are we doing?
A lot of emotion. He's Darth Vader. What are we doing?
Plus, the film is 2.5 hours long. Two and a half hours of Star Wars. Yeah, what are we doing?
Isn't that weird? Our attention spans are getting shorter, but our movies are getting longer.
I think it's because they have so many special effects. It's such like a billion-dollar thing. They want to sell as many toys as possible. Like, they just keep them in there as long as we can, and we'll just brainwash them.
I guess, but you think you keep them in, you want them to get out there and buy the toys.
I guess, but I mean, it's only 2.5 hours. They've got the rest of their lives to buy toys.
I guess so.
But yeah, Lady Bird, I loved it. It was great. I also loved the new gay movie, Call Me By Your Name. A couple of teen homos.
Oh, really?
Well, one's a teen, one's like 25, which I think would be probably an issue if it was intergender.
Yeah. But, it's amazing what the gays can get away with.
Hell of a picture. I love that. Those are my two favorite movies. I'm a real queer over here, as you know about me.
What's it called? Call Me Your Mom?
Call Me By Your Name, and it's about a young whippersnapper and a sexy older man, and they lick each other's lips, and it's really sweet and romantic. I teared up, and hell of a picture. Saw it at the Paris Theater. Very romantic night.
Any gay sex?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a whole scene with a peach. I won't give away any more, but... It's really something.
They
it's like something
peach.
You'd hear about in this podcast.
Anal peach?
Well, I don't want to give too much away here, but one jerks off with a peach. He fucks the peach. The other one has it for a snack, if you know what I mean.
How do you fuck a peach? It's got a pit.
You stick your thumb in there and really just dig it out, and then you just beat it off with it.
What?
It's pretty graphic.
Whoa, they show that?
Oh, yeah.
That puts American Pie to shame.
And then the other guy, he gets right in there and fucking eats that peach.
How small are these dicks to fuck? I mean, a peach is not a lot of surface area.
Well, you just got to get the head in there.
I guess the head.
Because the tip is where the pleasure comes.
Sure, and there is peach fuzz.
From pain will come pleasure.
Yeah. Did he finish in the peach?
He finished in the peach. Then like 6 days later, this guy finds the peach and says, I'm going to eat this thing. This is a real spoiler, by the way.
Yeah, that peach is spoiled.
You got that right.
But did he know that he had jizzed in the peach?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And they have a little sea. It's a little... A tug of war.
Tug indeed.
One's like, I'll show you how gay I am. The other one's like, I'm not that gay.
Wow.
It's really something.
All right. Great. Well, did the Cabot Show, middle of nowhere. It was the Lady Bird was so emotional. I was like, I don't know if I can do comedy. Like, it was tough.
It's really something.
You're all jacked up after, like, blah, blah, blah. I got to get my my head in gear here.
Yep.
And then we did the comedy show, Cabot's in the back of a bar, real, like, bare bones shit. And, you know, Chicopee, highest pedophile rate in the country.
Is that right?
That was what I learned from doing crowd work.
Wow. They're fucking those peacaws. Oh, what do you call the little kid natives?
Squaw.
The squaw.
Yeah, his asshole is squawed up.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Get some peaches up there.
Squaw tissue. So, yeah, because I was doing pedophile jokes, and kids. Some guy was like, ah, we know that doesn't fly here. And I was like, why doesn't that fly?
Sounds like it does.
Yeah. I know. Sounds like you're the best at it. But they got rid of their playgrounds.
What? No playgrounds?
Yeah, it was a breeding ground for the peds.
Why don't they get rid of the pedophiles and keep the playgrounds?
Because you can't find a pedo. They're camo.
What?
Camo pedo.
Well, they gotta figure something out.
Well, that was their move. They got rid of the playground.
I mean, that's like if you had a murder problem, you're like, we gotta get rid of our, knives.
People have talked about getting rid of guns.
I guess so. I mean, this seems wacky.
I mean, I don't know. You can't always sense it. It's like a predator out there. It's like a lion. You gotta get rid of the bush.
I mean, I got rid of my bush a long time ago, but...
Oh, yeah, that nair.
Doesn't mean I'm not getting fucked by a pedophile.
All right. Well, we did the show. We hightailed it back to Manhattan. It was a nice night and made some cash. Love that. You just get that big wad of cash at the end, you know?
Yeah, like, wad.
Staring at the gig like, this is going to be hell. These people are idiots. They're toothless. I'm gay. And then you go up. It's fine. Everybody's great. You eat some comedy club food, he hands you a wad of cash, and you run out of there.
It's a good life. We got it pretty good.
Great life.
I have to say.
Very lucky. So then the next night is Monday, and that's old Sam Morril's one-hour comedy special. Boy, I got to say, it was lights out. I only saw one. He did two. I only saw the second one, and it was bananas. It was killer. Not a flub, not a flaw, not a tee-hee. Killer!
Unbelievable. It's going to be called, what's it called again?
Positive Influence.
Positive Influence, and keep an eye out. Amy Schumer produced, and it's going to be on Comedy Central. Who knows when? These things take a while to turn around.
I heard about a year.
A year?
Yeah, like December 18.
What?
That's what I heard.
That's insane.
They got it. They backlog them. So they're going to put one out every couple months, and his happens to fall on the last.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's CC for you.
That's insane. But, I mean, keep an eye out for this. I mean, this guy is so good. It's crazy. He might be my favorite comedian.
He's amazing. Every joke was a closer. All the premises were original and clever, and you didn't see it coming, and the audience was dying at stories and bits and chunks. It's great.
Unbelievable.
Personal. Talk about Alan.
So many jokes. I mean, like, I couldn't believe how many jokes there were and, like, all these tags. Unbelievable. And all these comics were there. Jeff Ross came up and he was sitting Indian style, Native American style, up in the balcony, up in the bleachers. He put his coat down. He sits down. I'm watching Comedy Central executives sitting next to Jeff Ross on the floor.
Yes.
I'm standing behind him. Ruby's up there. Mackie, Sal Volcano, you, me, Kramer the butler, everyone's there.
Yep.
And really just unbelievable. This guy is so good.
The pacing and everything. It was perfect.
I mean, he might be the best comedian. My mind was blown.
Blown, Jerry.
It's crazy. It's a weird feeling with comics that started after you.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy's the best comic I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's great.
I mean, it really blew my mind. Quite inspiring and great hang after.
Great hang, after party. You missed the after party, I think.
Well, I came over to it, but once you're there.
That was a great point you had. We're sitting in the green room. It's like Mackie, Sam, Rachel, Schumer, me, you, Anal. And we got Manhattan's going. We got the gifts everywhere. And we're like, let's go to the after party. You're like, this is the party. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's like all we're doing at the after party is adding a bunch of people that aren't in this tight group.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's a bunch of great people there, obviously. Also,
sure.
You know.
And it's open bar and everything. But there's a lot more of like, how are you doing? What have you been up to? Now, right here, we're yucking it up.
And it's loud.
Yes.
These after parties, like you go there, now we're in a bar, there's music playing, now there's like strangers around, and you're like, it's like, you're yelling to hear something, what?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. So then, and I was also leaving for 5 days the next morning, so.
Uh-huh.
But what a special, keep an eye out. Sammy Morrill, we're proud of you, we love you, and.
Killer, and all the work, because that guy busts his ass. He's got a TV show, he's writing pilots, he's working on his act, he's on the road, he's got all kinds of shit going on, and he still managed to pull out a flawless special, I'd say.
Yeah, unbelievable. And then, I mean, I got a gig from him. I'm on MSG from him. I had to do it during the day, went and watched half the special, left, did more MSG, and then came back again. So it was a real Sam Morrill day.
Big day for our pal. We got a great crew, don't we?
Good crew. Well, speaking of our crew and people doing TV, I went to see the Veter Colbert taping.
Yes!
Keep an eye out for that in hopefully January. They're pre-taping, which I don't care for.
I hate the pre-tape.
Instead of just doing a regular, here's Mel Gibson and here's Shania Twain and now here's Gary Veter.
It's a fun show.
This was just a bunch of comics, but it was kind of neat because you get to share it, I guess, with someone.
Yeah, fuck Cher. This is my night.
Yeah, I'd like Cher to be on the show.
Ooh, she was hot in her day.
Yeah, that if turn back time video. Remember she had that little black, it was like electrical tape up her little cooch.
Yeah, it was like a landing strip, but it was over the whole sleeve.
And there was like 3 inches on either side. I'm like, her pussy's very slim.
A slim twat.
Yeah, she's got a slim twat.
That's a horrible drink.
I think that's a Shania Twain song.
You gotta lose weight, drink some slim twat.
I have all her album covers. That was my friend Jack Lynch's old joke. He's like, I can't wait to get her box set.
That's killer.
He's a funny guy. He said one time, he's like, I was playing a Batman video game. My buddy called. He's like, let me call you back. I'm beating the Penguin. He's like, what'd you answer the phone for?
Funny guy. It's a bit of a leap, but I like it. Penguin. I've never heard of a dick called a penguin, but I got a new line to say.
But that's how the guy takes it.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, I'm beating the Penguin. So he goes, well, Jesus, what'd you answer the phone for? That's funny.
I need a napkin. I'm beating the Penguin.
Funny comic.
Yeah.
Jack Lynch, good buddy.
Good egg.
You don't even know him.
I can't wait to get to meet him.
Could be a bad egg. But he's not. He's a great egg.
Great egg. Get him in here.
Same initials. A lot of comics with JL initials. Jay Leno, Jim LaLetta. He's a Boston guy. Jack Lynch, Joe List.
JL Covin.
JL, Joe Larson, Jay Larson.
Look at that.
Jeremy Lampert. Lin. Johnny Lampert.
Jeremy Lin, he's hilarious.
Anyways, I went to the Gary Veter taping at Colbert. Proud of that little son of a gun, too.
Cute little squirt.
Squirt. That's a native.
Ed Sullivan Theater.
Yes. The old Ed Sullivan Theater, home of Ed Sullivan for years, where the Beatles made their debut, and, Letterman for all those years, and Queers. But that was exciting. Went over there and hung out. It's very exciting to go, you know, go into these late-night tapings when you're not doing them. It's really enjoyable.
Is it?
Yeah, because there's no pressure. You feel, like, calm and collected.
Ah, yes, you get to enjoy it.
It's really nice, and I felt like his manager at one point, because, like, the guy came in, he's like, all right, you guys go to the audience. I'm like, no, we're not in the audience. We're going to go down to the lounge. We'll come with Gary. You stay here. And the guy's like, all right. It felt good.
Nice.
I was like, I think I can manage.
I think you'd manage.
I feel like I'd be a good man. In fact, as soon as people hear about this podcast and kick us out of show business, I might switch to managing.
Hey, not a bad idea.
It's coming eventually.
Manage Gary. He needs it.
Well, I think I could really point some fingers and touch some dicks.
Well, you know the ropes.
I love the ropes.
Yes. Not all of them.
No, some ropes. Give them enough rope.
Aha. Uh-huh, soap on a rope.
The Clash. Anyways, so we go down there, and great set. There was four comics taping their late nights.
Four? Gee, that's a handful.
Yeah, it was like a real show. Emma Willman hosted, so it's kind of like a long show. But everyone's doing five, and everyone can't. Maybe I'm not supposed to say this. So I don't want to blow their secret or whatever.
Yeah, blow
but
the
I guess
load.
They already posted it.
Yeah. Blow
but Veter went forth, and just a great pro. I mean, he's got some great jokes.
He's a killer.
Killed. He was right there in the pocket, and just psh, 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 psh. The crowd loved him.
Veter has no nerves. He's got ice in the veins. He's like, I'm trying to make a career here. Get out of my way.
He's got an icy vein, and just a beautiful man, and...
Little
we had
guy.
A lot of fun.
Cute little guy. And that's this business, baby. You've seen it. I've seen it. I do a show with Veter at a bar once a week. Every week I talk to Veter. I don't know, man. I'm freaking out. I can't get a gig. My road work's drying up. I was on AGT 20 years ago. I'm fat. I'm gay. My wife's a cunt. I hate myself. You know, and then like, boom, phone call. Hey, I saw you at the cellar. Come do Colbert.
There
Bada
it is.
Bing. There it is.
There it is. And this set is killer. Every joke is pitch perfect. And like you said, just nailed it.
Yeah, we got funny friends.
Funny friends. And so great job, Gag. Keep an eye out for it. Follow him on Twitter, Instagram, all that shit you love.
Yes.
But hell of a night. We missed you on the Sunday because you were in Chicopee. I had a big cocktail holiday party at my house.
Killed me.
And what a party. I mean, we really missed you. What's great about throwing a party is... you get to pick who's there.
Yeah.
So there's no like, here comes Dave. Yeah, I hate Dave.
Shelby's here.
It was 100% people we just love. It was Ari and Viter and Soder and Vecchione and Nick Griffin. No Wolf. She was traveling. Ari was there. Ari was the first one there, last one to leave.
That's Ari. He likes to hang.
He likes to hang. Greg Stone was there. Sarah's sister was there. Sarah, of course. Just a Cantor and I think I got everybody.
That's a good group.
I'm not missing anybody.
No
Stavros.
Stavros.
Stavros showed up with his mother with 8 minutes to spare.
What?
Yeah, I met Stavros' mom.
What's she like?
She's Greek.
Ah.
I mean, she's like Greek. She's has a thick accent, the thing.
I picture her with an apron and a dough roller.
But it was funny because Stone, Soder, Ari, and Viter all went out to get high.
Because
we were about to leave. Like, all right, let's go get high. And I went, all right, you guys go outside. Sarah and I made out while they were gone.
Yeah.
They get just super baked. Then they come back inside. All four of them are just out of their minds, high. The doorbell rings, so they're like, who is it? It's the cops. It's a narc.
Yeah.
And it's Stavros' 68-year-old off-the-boat Greek mother. And so they're all like,
kill.
Ah!
Yeah, that's too much.
But she brought some cannoli things. And then Soder doesn't do any switching into, like, mother mode. He's just like, he's high and we've been partying for like 8 hours. So he's just like, but anyways, I fucked that bitch right in the ass. Yes. And I'm like, Jesus, we got an elderly mom here.
Yeah, he's doing macho man.
Yeah. But that was fun. I mean, he didn't say he fucked anyone in the ass.
So yeah, yeah.
He's got a reputation. The guy's doing well.
Yeah, he's a clean cut kid.
Yeah, he is. Hell of a guy. But just a great group where you're just like, it was one of those days you're like, I love everybody here.
Yes.
Such a fun time. And I was a little nervous because earlier in the day, listen to this. This is like a confession time here.
Oh,
I feel
can't
terrible.
Wait. Confess, well, my son.
A couple days earlier, we had a vacant apartment upstairs from us for about 2 months. Ed Larson used to live there. He moved out to L.A.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Ross's cousin.
That's right.
So he's out to L.A. So we had a vacant apartment, which I think has something to do with this.
Uh-oh.
But we're sitting there at home one day, Sarah and I. We're doing our prayers and eating our vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And she just hears a scurry. She's like... She's like, you hear that? And I was like, you didn't hear anything. You're crazy.
Yeah.
She's like, I think we have a mouse up there.
Oh,
I think there's
a mouse.
Vacant apartment. Mice could just come in.
Yeah, they move in. They set up shop.
Yeah, if you give a mouse a cookie. Cookie.
Oh, yeah.
You ever play that?
Yeah, once.
Yeah, boy. In the eye. Anyway, so we hear a mouse scurry. So I'm nervous, and I'm coming out my door Sunday morning. I'm like, I'm going to get some snacks and the things and the boops and the baps. So I shut my door, and what do I see coming right for me down the hallway? Not in my apartment, but the hallway.
Uh-huh.
Running full speed ahead, a little mouse.
Whoa!
And he's coming right for my house. And
whoa!
I think they have no bones or something. They can slip under your door and shit.
Oh, they slip. They're a slim twat.
Yes. So he was coming at me, and I didn't know what to do. I went, and I just place kicked him.
Whoa!
I planted my foot, swung the leg, and I just boot this little buddy.
Get out of here.
Down. He just went skidding like.
How big are we talking?
He's little.
Like a Hot Wheels?
Yeah, like a half a boner size.
Well, everybody's got a different boner.
Yeah, well, maybe smaller than that. You know, like, you know when you have like, it's really cold and you have like that shitty dick, it's teeny?
Yes.
Bigger than that.
Okay.
But then sometimes you have that dick where you're like, God damn, I got myself a dick.
Once, twice.
Smaller than that.
All right,
In between.
It.
Split the difference.
Veiny.
Yeah. Oh, he had veins.
Uh-huh.
But no bones. But I booted him, and he just went skidding across. Then he hit the back wall, and then he came again, this time with a little hitch in his giddy-up.
What is this guy doing? He's got a death wish.
He came back again, but he's trying to get out of there. So this time I went, and I just toe-booted him.
What?
Just boom. And then he skidded off to the side, and I had an umbrella out there. And he went behind the umbrella. So I just started jumping on the umbrella. I'm stomping on
it. Oh, my God.
And I feel bad. You know, I'm a Buddhist and I'm gay.
Oh, he's a predator. He's in your turf.
He doesn't belong on my turf.
No, turf.
I would have liked to have caught him and released him to the hounds or whatever.
What are you, a Choctaw? Come on. You're not one with the animals.
So then I picked up the umbrella, and if you give a mouse a kicky, he dies.
Yeah, he does.
He was just a pile of death and looking up at me, and I felt bad. I took life right from him, but what are you going to do?
Well, you're in your home. You got to protect your woman.
And if he was a little tougher, he might have been able to survive. Two kicks. Come and give me a break.
That's my favorite cereal.
So then I went and got the broom, and I put the broom on, and who told you to put the balm on? I threw him out in the trash, and I went, whew. I had to come down. I looked around to make sure there was no one watching me, because I think it's a felony or something.
Man, I don't know if I would have thought to kick, because they're so small and so fat. Those things are fast.
They're fat. He was coming right at me. I felt like Andy Moog. I did a kick save and a beauty.
Wow.
But he's dead. I took a fucking mouse life.
Mm. Good for you. Double kick, too. You kicked him twice.
Well, he came twice, and then I just started kicking in the area because I didn't want... I don't like a critter. I'm scared he's going to climb up my leg and into my asshole, and I'm going to like it.
I hate a critter. You don't want to be Richard Gere over here.
No, you don't. An officer and a gentlewoman.
Yeah, I got nowhere else to go.
So then I was nervous that there was going to be a mouse, so I had to like hide mice trap around the house. I'm like, I don't want Ari coming over, and Vitor's just like, ah! And
yeah. Well, Vitor could ride it home.
But hell of a cocktail party. We have a Christmas tree set up with lights. We have presents under the tree. Oh, we had a whole
thing.
Everyone brought snacks and stuff. We bought pizza. And
what a home.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. And just a lot of laughs. We had some great laughs. And it's a small New York apartment. So we had like 12 people just huddle around like a tight group. And everyone was zinging and zanging. It was really a fun time. We really missed you.
Ah, God, it killed me. I was getting texts like, Artie's like, are you bringing your lady to this thing? What time are you going? I'm like, ah! You know, Soda's like, what time? Are you there yet? Are you on the train? I'm like, ah! Killed me.
Really something. We missed you, but we'll do it again next year, and it's fine. I'm going to do it more. I want to host people.
You're an entertainer.
Well, it's nice to host. You feel good. You say, hey, take a look around. Shit on my blankets and
have
fun.
And do you get a pizza situation? What's the grub?
We spent a lot of money. Sarah spent about $90. I spent about $70.
On what?
It's not easy to host. Well, We got three large pizzas, which in New York, pizzas are fucking expensive. That's $50.
Oh, wow.
And then she got, like, she made a big cheese ball, and she got some chips and the thing and some sodas. We got eggnog, the whole thing. And normally, if you throw a party, everyone brings booze.
Yes.
They drink, too. They leave, you end up with a fridge full of,
but we don't drink.
But we got a bunch of cookies out of the deal.
Damn,
and it was fun.
Bucks.
Everyone was competing over who brought the best thing. That was fun. We talked a lot of sex and dirty. We talked allegations and rape, and we had a bunch of laughs, and we made a bunch of jokes about the whole thing. And
I love it.
It was real fun.
The way the good Lord intended, rape jokes, folks.
But let me throw one more little cookie in here, because I probably got some small thing here.
Cookie.
Oh, this is a fun little thing that happened. I'll just tell you about this, and then we got to go. Speaking of little animals, I'm walking around out in Chicago. I'll talk more about Chicago next week, I guess. But I was walking through Rosemont, and I'm like, it was one of those things, I kept taking a Lyft to Chipotle.
Ah, that adds up.
It's one of those ones where you're just out there.
Yeah.
So you're like, I got to take an Uber to fucking go get a burrito.
And it's cold.
Very cold. But the one day, it went from 20 to 40, and I said, what the hell, I'll just walk back. I got time to kill. About an hour and a half walk. So I'm walking, and I see this little babbling brook.
Mmm.
And it's really flowing hard. It's got a hard flow.
Like a period.
Yes. And then these ducks trying to swim up. So they're up over to the side,
mm-hmm.
Like right by the land, and it's kind of smooth over there.
Uh-huh.
Rough water's inward.
I think I know where this is going.
So they're floating up. They're swimming up the side, and then they have to try to get across.
Yeah.
So the duck's like, all right, now's my chance to go across. And as soon as he starts going, it starts pulling him back. It's too rough.
Too rough.
And he's trying to put his head underneath and swim. Watch his little legs kick. He can't go. He's going backwards. So he slowly skates over to the side again.
Oh, no.
Then he swims up the side channel.
Yeah.
And he keeps doing the same thing over and over again. He's like, all right, now I got it. And he goes, takes him all the way back. I watched it for about 25 minutes.
Whoa.
And then it was starting to make me painful. And he has wings.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, just fly across the fucking thing.
He was trying to get across.
He was trying to get across, but every time he went, it would pull him back.
Oh, interesting.
And then he would start going up the side angle thing, and then he would go back in the middle and pull him back. I watched it for 20 minutes.
And it was just one duck.
Two ducks. Two ducks. One was in the lead, and the other one was trying to, like, draft behind him.
Oh, wow.
And I don't even know how it ended. I was like, I can't keep watching this. But
oh,
it was like a.
I thought you were going to chime in.
No, I had no chime. Well, I was up on an overpass, so I couldn't get down there, and I'm not going to touch a duck.
I see. I thought you were going to go full Native American. Like, you were, you know, put your ear to the ground and found the buffalo.
Well, he might have known about the mouse. My name is out there now with these animals.
Yeah, you're abusive.
It's bad. I mean, I murdered a mouse. I can't pick up a duck when you murder a mouse.
Yeah.
That's lesson number one in the squaw training.
I still can't believe you kicked that thing.
Kicked it to death.
I would worry that it would crawl up my leg when I tried to kick it.
That's what I was worried. That's why I kicked him so hard and booted him.
Yeah.
The umbrella came in handy because it made it, I was blinded to the fact that I was stomping on it.
Yes. Because you know what's the worst? I used to have those sticky traps and they get on that thing and they go,
I know.
And you got to pick up the trap, which is half an inch away from the mouse's ass.
Yeah.
And then put it in the garbage. It's brutal.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't want mice in my house.
No, who does?
You can't have it. We got to wrap up. We're over time here. I mean, this is wild. Well,
yeah, best of.
Next week, we're going to have a best of episode. We got to go home for the holidays, folks. So we're going to take a 1 week break, but there'll be a best of next week.
Yep. Also, there's a new queef up if you're feeling kooky.
New queef. We might throw another queef up there. And tell a friend and get on that Patreon. And so Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We love you. Take care. Godspeed. And if you're out in the Michigan area, I'll be at Grand Rapids New Year's. You're where?
I'll be at Mohegan Sun
That's
for
big.
New Year's. Then we're doing Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie on January 5th. That's going to be a hot show.
Yeah, come out for that one. And then we're both in Denver for the Ari Show.
Yes.
Get your tickets now, folks.
That's going to be Porky's in the Snow. Just a bunch of fun riff-raff, getting drunk and puking off balconies.
It's going to be something, and don't forget Madison, January 11th through the 13th. Check out my website, comedianjoelist.com, and tell some friends. We got to want to build a following because the way comedy's heading, they're going to kick us out of the industry completely.
We've said homo 18 times too many, and they're going to come after us, folks. So we need you to stay here and be with us. God damn it.
Support comedy with some fucking edge. These people are trying to take over.
I know. You can't be fun anymore.
There's going to be nothing left.
We're joking. We've had gays on. But yeah, we love you. Yell at Chipotle. We're probably going to go there after this. And I'll be at the Irvine Improv in January. And come out to that. L.A., folks. You're always asking when I'm coming to L.A. Check our websites. Come see us live. We love you. Godspeed. Happy holidays. And praise Allah.